From Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10, it read, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. And what I want to grasp from this Ephesians 3:10 verse is how to walk the royal and glorious path in your life in the manifold wisdom of God. Sometimes things happen in our lives. Sometimes things are permitted to happen in our lives that we may know how to grow and develop and trust God more. So some of the things that you may go through, some of the things you might be walking through now, ask God. James 1 and 5 said, ask God for wisdom. The wisdom of God is a special light that shines through mysteries to unfold the will, the plan, and the purpose of God that will put you at another stage in life or another level in life that you may have never seen before. So it's important to know that you will sometime come upon things that you cannot really see how to handle it. But those type of things call for the raw path of the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God will build a new step for you, a new place for you, a new level for you. And it also will establish you in a new dimension of life. And then by the wisdom of God, you build. By the understanding of God, you establish. And by the knowledge of God, you fill things with heavenly treasure and blessing and things that you couldn't do in a normal situation. Wisdom is the highest form of God, or wisdom is the principal thing. I just try to find the right wording to give it to you. But anything you're dealing with right now, or any place you're trying to get right now, any situation you're trying to change, I think you should look in the third chapter of James and see the two different type of wisdom, earthly wisdom, sensuality wisdom, and devilish wisdom. But there's another wisdom that from God is peaceable and gentle, is powerful. James 1:5 talks about if you're going to a test or a trial, ask God for wisdom, but there's an emphasis there. He says, ask in faith. What you mean, ask in faith? Ask him for wisdom now for anything you need wisdom for, your marriage, your children, your job, your business, be what it may. You ask God for wisdom, your health, your church, your ministry, or whatever. You ask God for wisdom, he will shine his light on the situation that you can see better, or see beyond the normal realm that you're seeing into the realm and rhythm of his understanding. This raw path, this glorious path of wisdom belong to us as children of God. And I believe if you ask God for wisdom, you'll see that that problem has turned out to be an opportunity. So read those scriptures. Read Ephesians 2:10. Read James 1:5. Read in James 3, the different kinds of wisdom, and make sure that you're operating in the wisdom of God. Well, I'll talk with you later.